罗马书第十三章。
Let's read Romans 13 in the New Testament.
新约圣经罗马书第十三章。
Romans chapter 13 in the New Testament.
第一节，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Let every person be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those who exist are established by God.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Therefore, he who resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
做官的原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善，就可得他的称赞。
For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same.
因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑。他是神的用人，是伸冤的，刑罚那作恶的。
For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath upon the one who practices evil.
所以你们必须顺服，不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
Wherefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake.
你们纳粮也为这个缘故，因为他们是神的差役，常常特管这事。
For because of this, you also pay taxes, for rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing.
本人所当得的就给他，当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税。当惧怕的惧怕他，当目敬的目敬他。
Render to all what is due them. Tax to whom tax is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的，就完全了律法。
Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law.
像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in the saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law.
再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。
And this do, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed.
黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
The night is almost gone, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可争竞嫉妒。
Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy.
总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts.
我们圣经就先念到这里。
This concludes our scripture reading.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你在这里，我们心里就充满了喜乐。
Because you are here, our heart is filled. are filled with joy.
我们因着你自己的同在，我们里面都饱足了。
Because of your presence, we are filled within.
我们何等感谢赞美你。
How we thank and praise you.
你在基督耶稣里这样的照料我们。
You have found us in the Lord Christ Jesus.
不仅让我们能够蒙恩得救。
Not only did you allow us to be saved.
更让我们在这时间和在地上行走的时候能够来遵行你的旨意。
Also in time and on the days of our life on this earth, we can walk in a manner to follow your will.
你让我们过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
You enable us to live a day that is pleasing to you.
我们把这段时间交在你的手里。
We give you this time in your hands.
我们是在求助你的圣灵来开启我们。
We truly entreat with you that you will enlighten us.
虽然很多的道理我们都是晓得的。
Even though we know the theology.
但是我们灵里面常常还没有那个真实的看见。
But in our spirit, we do not have the true seeing.
主啊，真是照着你自己的怜悯，主啊，你来光照我们。
And according to your mercy, please enlighten us.
借着圣灵把你的话向我们打开。
Through the Holy Spirit, open your words to us.
我们愿意听你的命令。
We desire to hear your commandments.
我们更愿意遵行你的命令。
And we desire even more to obey your commandments.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
让你的同在显明在你教会的当中。
May your presence be manifested in your church.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 当我们读罗马十三章的时候，我们知道这里讲了三件事情。
As we read Romans 13, we know that he talked about three things.
这里非常清楚地分成三个小段。
It can be clearly be divided into three little paragraphs.
这里面我们表面读过去，我们知道这里在讲到我们作为神的儿女，我们在地上的生活。
On the surface, we understand that he's talking about the life of the children of God on this earth.
我们在地上应该过一个顺服的生活。
On this, on the days of our earth here, we need to live a life in subjection.
顺服那些执政掌权的。
We should be in subjection to the governing authorities.
然后我们看见他告诉我们应该过一个爱的生活。
And then we see that he tells us we need to lead a life of love.
因为爱就完全了律法。
Because love fulfills the law.
因为律法的所有一切都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Because all the commandments of the law is summed up in this one saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
那么后面又接着告诉我们，我们需要过一个光明的生活。
Later on, it talks about how we need to lead a life of light.
我想在这三方面来讲，后面两方面对于我们神的儿女来讲应该是不成问题的。
In these three respects, the latter two we should probably have no problem with.
并不是说我们都已经过得很好。
It is not that we're all living very well.
但是在这个真理方面，在道理方面，我们没有问题的。
But in truth, we should have no problem.
如果你在这两方面你还有问题的话，
if you still have problem in these two aspects,
你觉得说一个神的儿女，过爱的生活，过光明的生活，你在道理上你还有问题的话，
if you still have the problem with the theology of a child of God living a life of love and a light life of light,
那么可能你的生命真的是有问题。
Then maybe there's some problem with your life.
所以在这三方面来讲呢，我想做的第一方面呢，问题比较大一点。
So regarding these three aspects, I think the first aspect we have more problems to struggle with.
这个常常有的时候被福音朋友问过这样的问题。
I've constantly been questioned by gospel friends in this
manner. 弟兄姊妹蒙恩得救以后也常常问罗马书十三章的问题。
Even brothers and sisters who have been saved by grace ask questions out of Romans 13.
至少有人说在中国大陆这段是不符合的。
At least in the People's Republic of China, people say that this Romans 13 is not in conformance.
至少在有些情形下这些话是行不通的。
At least under some circumstances, these words are not applicable.
所以在这三段圣经里面，我想可能难处最多的是第一段。
So of these three paragraphs, I think the first paragraph we have most struggles with.
但是实际上仔细读的话，我们知道对于一个真的重生的神的儿女来讲，就是这第一段圣经也不应该有太大的问题。
But truly, for a child who has been reborn, this first paragraph should not pose too much difficulty.
虽然在经历上我们不是一个很顺服的一个人。
Even though experientially we are not a very obedient person.
但是在我们信主的时候，我们都称耶稣基督是主。
But when we believed in the Lord Jesus, we also acknowledge He is Lord.
我们承认他的权柄。
We confess of His authority.
我们里面都非常的清楚，神是在这宇宙万有中的权柄。
We know that He is the authority in the universe.
他是那位创造的神。
He is the God of creation.
他是那样的伟大的一个神。
He is such a great God.
他从一本造出了万族的人来。
For one person, He created all
nations. 生命气息动作存留都在乎他。
He controls all the breath and life and everything.
我们蒙恩得救的时候，
when we're saved by grace,
我们说我们信耶稣基督是主。
We say that we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以我们知道他实在就是权柄。
So we truly know that He is the authority.
我们这里非常清楚，神就是权柄。
Here we clearly know that God is authority.
因为他是创造的主宰。
Because He is the God of the creation of the
universe. 因为他是这样的荣耀。
Because He is so glorious.
他是这样的爱了我们。
He has loved us so much.
他把我们从罪和死亡里拯救了出来。
He saved us from death and transgressions.
他把一切都给了我们。
He has given us everything.
所以神在我们身上有绝对的权柄。
Therefore, God has absolute authority in our lives.
对于我们一个蒙恩得救的人来讲，
To us who have been saved by grace,
神就是权柄。
God is authority.
这件事实在说来，我们如果这个是正常的一种光景的话，我们是没有问题的。
If we're under normal condition, we should have no problem with this phrase.
你可以想一想，我们的神是何等的伟大。
You can think about how great our God is.
你知道这个有的时候那个你要去公园的话，他们有的人在那里耍把戏的。
You know that when you go to the park, sometimes you see jugglers.
那么他们就拿几个球在那扔来扔去。
So they were juggling these balls.
开始他们扔三个球，哇，你觉得很不错。
When they're juggling three balls, you think that they're good.
后来你说，哎，再加两个。
And then you say, add two more balls.
他就开始弄五个球。
So then he's juggling five balls.
你再加两个。
And then you say, add two more balls.
你说再加二十个。
And then you say, add 20 more balls.
你说再加200个。
Or say, add 200 more.
加2万个。
Or 20,000 balls.
他就被埋在球里边了。
He would be buried with all these balls.
弟兄姊妹，你知道神创造的万有有多么伟大。
Brothers and sisters, you know how great that God has created this universe.
他玩的小球就这么大。
His ball is only this big.
神让他所造的每一个星球都在那里自由地运转。
Every galaxy is orbiting.
每一个球的分量我们都没法计算的。
We cannot even calculate a mass of any galaxy.
我们在的还不是恒星，这只是个行星而已。
What we are at is not a solar system.
Anyway, 那个反正就是很小就对了。那么你知道，如果今天你要让我们去扔一扔的话，你绝对没有办法的。
And so, if you want to juggle these stars in the galaxy, you cannot do so.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的想一想的话
，If we truly meditate upon
在这样一个浩瀚的宇宙当中
，In such a great expanse,
这位创造宇宙万有神，他实在是有权柄。
This God of creation truly has authority.
他用全能的命令就托住万有。
By his power, he upholds everything.
根本就不是用什么力气。
He doesn't need to use any strength.
只用他的权柄就够了。
By his power, he upholds it.
这个在英文就说是那、这个是个 power, 是个能力。但实际上，这个 power, 这个能力是从权柄出来的。
In English, it's translated as power.
所以你知道
，actually, it's the authoritative power.
其实你发现，在中文翻译很准的是全能。
In Chinese, it's translated as
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And he upholds all things by the word of his authoritative power.
整个的他所创造的万有在神的权柄之下的时候是完全井然有序的。
When everything is under the universe is under his power, then everything falls into order.
万有就被建立。
All things have been established.
万有的被造的目的就能够实现。
And the purpose by which all things are created can be manifested.
权柄是非常荣耀的事情。
Authority is a very glorious thing.
今天有的时候我们提到权柄，我们都想到是贪官。
Today, when we talk about authority, we think about corrupt officials.
弟兄姊妹，权柄在整个宇宙是非常荣耀的。
But authority in the entire universe is indeed glorious.
因为权柄乃是为了建立的。
Because authority is for the establishment.
权柄乃是让万有井然有序的。
Because this authority establishes order in the universe.
权柄乃是让神的旨意能够，神的目的能够实现的。
By authority, God's purpose is being fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，我们敢不敢想象？
Brothers, sisters, can we even imagine this?
在这样一个浩瀚的宇宙当中，
in such a great universe,
有没有哪一个受造之物竟敢挑战神的权柄？
Can a created being actually challenge God's authority?
假设说神造的宇宙就像我们这个 building 这么大。
Let's say that the universe that God created is as big as this building.
我们所在的银河系你已经看不见了。
You cannot see the galaxy we're in.
已经是看半天用显微镜能看一看。
And it's only as small as something, a dot in the microscope.
太阳系是其中的一个。
And the solar system is one of the many in the galaxies.
地球是中间的在其中的一个。
The earth is one of the, one in the solar system.
然后这地上还有一些叫做人的。
And then there's still human beings on this so-called earth.
你觉着有谁有胆量有脸在那里还挑战神的权柄？
Who has the boldness to challenge God's authority?
但是在神所创造的这些受造之物当中，曾经有一位首先就抗拒挑战神的权柄。
But among the created beings, there was one who started to challenge God's authority.
他怎么敢挑战神的权柄？
How did he dare to challenge God's authority?
他明明是一个受造之物，他怎么敢挑战神的权柄呢？
This created being, how dare he challenge God's authority?
因为神设立他做权柄。
Because God established his authority.
他以为神设立他做权柄，他就可以不在神的权柄底下。
He misunderstood that if God gave him authority, that he would not be under the authority of God anymore.
他以为说他就可以照着自己的意思来使用神给他设立的权柄。
He thought that he could use God's authority according to his own will.
神设立他做权柄乃是为了成全神的目的。
God established his authority in order to accomplish God's will.
但是他盼望成就他自己的目的。
But he, on the other hand, wanted to accomplish
his own will. 神设立他做权柄乃是要建立神的国度。
God established his authority to establish his kingdom.
但是他却盼望建立另外一个国度。
But this other one wanted to establish a different kingdom.
所以你发现审判就临到了这个受造之物。
So you see that judgment falls to the created being.
那个结果就记录在创世纪第一章第二节。
And the result is recorded in Genesis 1:2.
你看见那里地就变成了空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
You see that the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
弟兄姊妹，抗拒挑战神的权柄是非常严肃的事。
To oppose or to challenge God's authority is a very serious matter.
你看这里面中文翻译这几个字都非常非常宝贵的，空。
You see that
虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
You see that the translation in Chinese is very succinct. In English, it is formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep.
首先它是空了。
First, it's void.
当有受造之物去挑战神权柄的时候，它被造的目的就不在了。
When a created being challenged the authority of God, then the purpose by which
a created
being was created was lost.
一个受造之物失去了它的目的。就变成空。
When a created being has lost its purpose, it became void.
还是虚。
And it's also
empty. Okay.
Empty.
这个不仅空，而且还是虚。
It's void and empty.
我们中文知道，这个虚就是废墟的意思。又废了。
Empty means being voided.
再也没有用处了。
And it has lost its purpose.
已经 useless， 已经没有用了，已经成为废物了。
And so it has become a useless thing.
不仅空，不仅虚。
Not only was it void and empty.
还混。
It's formless.
这个混，我们中文只知道这个混是指的混乱说的。
It talks about chaos.
没有次序。
There's no order.
哪里挑战神的权柄，哪里就失去次序。
Wherever there's a challenge to God's authority, it loses order.
还有顿，这个就讲到不单纯，混沌，就完全是这个掺杂。
So there's mixture.
渊面就指的那个很深很深的水，那是神的审判。
So the surface of the deep refers to the judgment of God.
然后是黑暗。
Darkness.
弟兄姊妹，这与神的国度的性质正好相反。
This is exactly contrary to the nature of the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这一个受造之物叫做天使长。
This created being is called the archangel.
当他在那里挑战神权柄的时候，结果就是空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
When the archangel challenged the authority of God, the result was the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. 我们的神，他的旨意
是必定要成就的。
Our God will surely accomplish.
我们的神的权柄是不容挑战的。
Our God's authority cannot be challenged.
所以神要恢复他所失去的这块地。
So God needs to restore or recover the earth that He has lost. 神
就在他的这个恢复的里面，他特别创造了人。
In his recovery, he particularly created man.
他创造人的时候，我们如果仔细读《创世纪》第一章，他也设立人做权柄。
And if we carefully read Genesis 1, he also gave authority to men.
他说：“我要让你们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的一切的。”
He said that let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over everything.
你发现神盼望借着这一个受造之物能够恢复他的主权。
You see that God wanted to use this recovery to restore his sovereignty.
我们知道我们的先祖失败了。
We know that our forefathers have failed.
我们的先祖在那里背逆神。
We know that our forefathers rebelled against God.
他们没有服在神的权柄底下。
They did not fall under the authority of God.
所以你发现，不仅我们的先祖这样的失败。
So not only did our forefathers fail.
今天全地的人都失败。
Today, everyone on this earth failed.
所以你知道主耶稣在地上祷告的时候怎么说呢？
So do you know how the Lord Jesus prayed on earth?
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国度降临。
May your kingdom come.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是这个全地上，神的权柄、神的国度不能够通行。
Which means that God's authority and God's kingdom cannot be manifested on this earth.
神的旨意没有办法，或者神的旨意在那里受到了拦阻。
And therefore, God's purpose has been hindered on this earth.
神当然要做恢复的工作。
God, of course, will do his recovery work.
当我们都非常的清楚，当我们的主来到地上的时候，他在他这个人的身上，神的权柄完全的恢复了。
And we know that when the Lord Jesus came to this earth, God's authority was totally recovered in this one man.
但是神的心意还不光如此。
But God's heart is not satisfied with just this alone. 他今天仍
然要在这地上来恢复他的权柄。
On this earth, he still wants to recover his authority.
他在哪儿恢复他的权柄呢？
And where does he want to recover his authority?
他让他的权柄首先在哪里通行呢？
Where does his authority be manifested on
this earth? 首先就在他的教会里面通行。
First, his authority has to be manifested in his church.
弟兄姊妹，什么是教会呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is church?
我们对教会有许许多多自己的看法。
We have a lot of different opinions regarding the church.
如果我们读这段圣经，我们知道神的教会乃是神权柄通行的地方。
Church is the place where his authority is totally manifested.
在全地都悖逆不要神，在那里抵挡神的时候。
When the whole earth is rejecting God and opposing God.
在全地都在那里弃绝神的权柄的时候。
When everybody on this earth is forsaking his authority.
神在这个地上，他要找到一块他的权柄可以通行的地方。
God wants to find a place where his authority can be fully manifested.
教会乃是神权柄通行的地方。
The church is a place where his authority can be manifested.
我觉着当我们读罗马书十三章的时候，
When we read Romans 13,
不错，表面上讲是讲到我们基督徒在地上的生活。
Truly, superficially, it talks about the life of a Christian on this earth.
但如果我们读上下文，我们仔细默想的话。
But if we look at the context and we meditate on these words,
我实在是觉着这里面讲的这三个方面都跟神今天在教会里实行他的权柄都直接发生关系。
But if you, you will see that there's some direct interrelationship between, these three aspects in Romans 13 and his authority.
我们知道罗马十二章讲到侍奉。
We know that, Romans 12 discusses service.
什么是侍奉？
What is service?
侍奉并不是做许多的事情。
Service is not doing much work.
侍奉乃是让主耶稣基督的生命表现出来。
Service is the manifestation of the life of Christ.
主耶稣表现出来就是侍奉。
When the Lord Jesus is manifested, that is service.
主耶稣表现不出来就不是侍奉。
When the Lord Jesus is not manifested, it is not service.
在十二章特别讲到把主耶稣的生命的性情表现出来。
Chapter 12 particularly talks about how we need to manifest his nature and disposition.
在十三章进一步告诉我们，乃是把主耶稣基督的权柄表现出来。
Chapter 13 further tells us to manifest his authority.
弟兄姊妹，这岂不就是神起初造人的目的吗？
Isn't this his original, eternal will when he created man?
我们要照着我们的形象造人。
We need to create, man in our likeness and our image.
他们管理万有。
They will rule over all things.
当起初神造人的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们看见人在神面前蒙的那个恩典何等的大呢？
When God originally created man, man had received great blessings.
一面是彰显他的荣耀。
On one hand, man manifests his glory.
把他生命的性情表现出来。
To manifest his nature and disposition.
另一面彰显他的权柄。
On the other hand, man manifests his authority.
在那里管理宇宙万有。
So that he can rule over everything in this earth.
让神的目的能够在宇宙万有中能够实现。
So that God's purpose can be manifested in the universe.
弟兄姊妹，今天神在教会里要成全这件事。
Brothers and sisters, God wants to materialize this matter.
他要首先借着教会来彰显主耶稣基督的荣耀。
Through the church initially, he will want to manufacture
and manifest the authority of Christ. 他的权柄。
And he also wants the church to manifest his authority.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天神要得着的。
Today, this is what God wants to gain.
所以十二章告诉我们，侍奉乃是把主耶稣基督的生命的性情表现出来。
So chapter 12 tells us that we need to manifest his Christ's nature and his life.
十三章告诉我们，侍奉乃是带着权柄的侍奉。
Chapter 13 tells us that we need to serve with his authority.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣差派门徒出去的时候，不是只是让他们出去完成大使命。
Jesus commissioned his disciples, he did not just wanted them to accomplish the great
commission. 我们有时候背圣经，我们只背一半。
Sometimes when we memorize the Bible, we only memorize one part of it.
带主说你们去之前。
Before it says go.
主说天上地上地底下一切的权柄都在我的手中。
Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们去。
Therefore, you go.
弟兄姊妹，我们去背后有一个权柄。
So behind this going, there's this authority.
门徒们在开始他们在神面前侍奉的时候是带着权柄的侍奉。
When the disciples first started their service, they had, they carried their authority.
我们读圣经，我们都觉得非常的稀奇。
When we read the Bible, we are amazed.
他们在那里见证主耶稣复活的时候，不是讲许多的道理。
When they, testify about the Lord Jesus, they were not just, rationalizing.
也不是陈列许许多多的事实。
And they did not just articulate all the facts.
他们乃是宣告说，神已经立他为主为基督了。
They testify that God has established him as Lord and Christ.
你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣。
The one who you have crucified on the cross.
神已经将他高举。
God has already exalted him.
让他做君王做救主。
So that he is the king and the savior.
使徒保罗说他在提撒罗尼迦前书第一章特别的讲到这件事情。
The apostle Paul particularly mentioned this in 1 Thessalonians.
我们把福音传给你们不独在乎言语。
We preach the gospel to you, did not come to you in his word only,
乃在乎全能,
but also in power,
圣灵,
and in the Holy Spirit,
充足的信心,
and with full conviction,
和行事为人,
and you also know our deeds.
弟兄姊妹, 当使徒保罗在那里他们为主耶稣做见证的时候
When the apostles were testifying for Jesus Lord
不独在乎言语
It's not just by word
在乎全能
But also in the power
这个英文是能力但是这个能力是从那个权柄里面产生出来的
It is power, but it's derived from authority.
弟兄姊妹，权柄这件事非常稀奇的。
Authority is an amazing thing.
它是一个看不见的力量。
It is an invisible power.
你知道这个你开车的时候，有的时候有一个小车突然就跑出来了。
And when you're driving, there's a small car that comes in front of you.
它那闪呀闪呀闪。
And sirens are on.
哎呀，你吓得就赶紧停下来了。
And then so you stop.
其实有的时候你那车子比他大多了。
Your car may be bigger than.
有的时候我看见有三辆这个 18 wheeler， 三辆十八轮大卡车停在那里。
Sometimes I've seen a three 18 wheeler stop.
那么就一个很矮很矮的一个 officer， 一个警察。
There's a very short officer.
非常矮。
He's very short.
那三个这个十八轮只是把他都压碎都可以。
All these three 18 wheelers can crush him.
他虽然很矮，他就一举手，他们都停下来。
The officer is very short, but the minute he raises his hand,
你知道他不是有力量。
It's not that he has any strength.
他不是说他是这个九牛二虎，他把这个车停下来，不是。
It's not that he's using his mighty powers to stop these.
你知道他背后有多少能力吗
？You know the power behind him.
整个的国家的这个权柄都在他后面在那支持着他。
The authority of the entire nation is behind him, supporting him.
弟兄姊妹，我们。出去侍奉的时候，我们为主传扬福音的时候
，When we go out to preach the gospel and to serve，
你觉着你靠什么力量
？What strength are you relying on？
是不是靠智慧委婉的言语呢
？Are you using crafty words？
什么叫做靠着圣灵大能的名证呢
？How do you do it with in power and in the Holy Spirit？
还是在我们侍奉中，我们知道天上地下地底下一切的权柄都在主的手中。
It is because we know that all power has been given to him on the, from the heavens and on this earth.
弟兄姊妹，神盼望我们今天在教会里的侍奉是带着权柄的侍奉。
God wants us to serve with authority.
弟兄姊妹，这是起初教会他们给我们的很深很深的印象。
This is a deep impression that the early church left us with.
我们有一个这个年轻的弟兄不是年轻其实他年纪不年轻但是他是刚刚信主。
We have this brother who is though not young, he just received the Lord Jesus as his savior.
他告诉我他给他三十年这个一起的老朋友传福音。
He told me that he shared the gospel with friends whom he have shared for 30 years.
他的这个老朋友是在国内是交鬼的。
And this his old friend is an exorcist in China.
他的这个教鬼教得很深了。
And his exorcist deep in this trade.
他就说你那是假的。
And so he told the friend,
他的电话就说你那是假的，你要信耶稣。
What you know is false. You need to believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为耶稣创造宇宙万有。
Because Jesus created the whole universe.
什么？耶稣创造宇宙万有。
And his friend says, what? Jesus created the universe?
信就有，不信就没有。
If you believe in him, you have it. If you don't believe in him, you don't have it.
我们的这位弟兄说，你信他有，你不信他，他更有。
Our brother says, if you believe in him, he exists. But if you don't believe in him, he exists even more.
就这么简单的几句话，他的朋友说，我信。
By these simple words, his friend says, I believe.
你知道这个权柄不在乎我们呢。
You know this authority is not dependent on us.
你知道这个有你知道我们有个弟兄，他现在是刚刚做警察的。
We have a brother who just became a police officer.
和那个做了几十年警察的，我告诉你，只要他穿上那个制服的话，手一伸，车都停下来的。
He puts on his uniform and he puts out his hand and all the cars will stop.
不会说人家说这个人已经做了。五十年的警察了，那我一定停下来的。这个人只做了五天的警察 ，no problem， 咱们开过去吧。
It's not because he is only an officer for 5 days, and then people would just crush him. But there's an officer who has been an officer for 50 years, then we'll stop the car.
你觉得你是不是刚刚蒙恩得救呢
？Brothers and sisters, do you think that you have just been saved by grace？
你觉得说那我是这个讲话是没有分量的。
Therefore, you think that your words don't carry any weight.
弟兄姊妹，不要看你自己。
Don't look at yourself.
我们的侍奉背后有一个权柄。
Our service has this authority.
天上地上地底的权柄都在主耶稣的手中。
All authority has been given to the hands of Jesus from heaven and on earth.
我们如果读希伯来书第六章那里就告诉我们，我们是一般觉悟来世全能力本人。
In Hebrews 6, we...
觉悟来世全能，这个是这个 the power in the coming ages 是那个好像是这样一个 anyway 这个弟兄姊妹在主的话语里面给我们看见说，我们这些蒙恩得救的人，你不要整天把眼睛看见你自己身上。
Anyways, do not just focus, put your eyes just on yourself.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们出去的时候，我们背后的权柄有多大。
You know that when you go out, you have full authority behind you.
主说在你们里面的比万有都大。
Jesus said, that he who was in you is greater than who was outside of you. Therefore, go.
所以当主如果真的是差派你的话，
if God has really commissioned you,
如果是神打发你出去传福音的话，
if God has really sent you out to preach the gospel,
他说所以你去，
go therefore.
为什么你去呢？
Why do you go?
因为天上地上地底的权柄在我的手里。
Because all power has been given from heaven and on earth in my hands.
弟兄姊妹，如果主的话开启我们的话，
if the word of the Lord has opened your eyes,
我觉得是要被主更新的。
Our service has to be restored by
the Lord. 你发现我们就好像起初的教会起来做见证，我们是刚强壮胆的。
We have to testify like the early church. We are bold.
我们里面是没有惧怕的。
We have no fear inside.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天何等惧怕呢？
We are so fearful these days.
我们怕说，哎呀，这个人他是学问很高的。
We think that this person is very knowledgeable.
这个人他是拜偶像的。
This person worships idols.
这个人他是完全是整天吃喝玩乐的。
This person is into lustful pursuits.
太难了，这些人根本就很难搞的。
It is too hard to preach the gospel to
these people. 找半天找不到一个好土。
We can't find the good soil.
所以我们觉得传福音真难呢。
So we think that it is indeed hard to preach the gospel.
你想想你怎么去找好土？
How do you find the good soil?
你在这样一个世代里怎么找好土？
How do you find the good soil in this earth?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们今年起来侍奉，我们背后到底有什么？
When we rise up to serve him, what is behind us?
神的心意乃是让我们像我们的主在地上一样。
God's heart is for us to be like the Lord Jesus on this earth.
我们的主在地上满了权柄。
Our Lord was full of authority on this earth.
不是因为他是神的儿子。
Not because he was the son of God.
他百分之百站在一个人的地位上。
He was standing 100% of the position of a man.
然而神的权柄在他身上显明出来。
However, God's authority was manifested in him.
当他在讲话的时候，
When he spoke,
他们就说他跟我们的文士讲话不一样。
People said that he was different from the talkings of the scribes.
他的话语里有权柄。
His words carry authority.
弟兄姊妹，我们觉得我们今天好像也把圣经背一背。
We also feel that we've memorized the Bible.
我们觉得我们也讲了一篇道。
We can also preach a message.
但你发现我们有的时候这个没有权柄。
However, we do not come with authority.
没有权柄还算好的。
It's one thing to have no authority.
但是这个没有权柄，这个就那就算很好了。但是有的时候还出很多把柄。
And sometimes we have speak with loopholes.
你知道，我们不仅没有权柄，我们常常满了把柄。
And not only do we not speak with power, we say things that have loopholes.
有的人在家里说，我就是头。
Some people would say that I'm the head of the family.
你这句话其实常常没有权柄。
You do not say these words with authority.
因为你知道我们讲话里面太多的把柄了。
Because we speak with so many loopholes in our own speech.
弟兄姊妹，神巴望他的教会在地上，我们每一个人的生活好像我们的主一样。
God truly desires all of us on this earth to be like our Lord Jesus on this earth.
实在说来，我们需要回到主的话语面前，知道我们怎样，我们的侍奉，我们的生活是带着权柄。
So we truly need to know how to live and serve with authority.
主说他要建立他的教会。
God said that he would establish his church.
他说他的教会是有权柄的。
He said that his church has authority.
这个权柄大到一个地步，是阴间的权势所不能胜过的。
So that the powers of Hades cannot overcome it.
他说，只要有两三个人奉我的名聚集。
When two or three of you gathered in my name,
我就在他们中间。
I will be in your midst.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣的这个名就是他的权柄。
Brothers and sisters, the name of Jesus is his authority.
他说，只要是你们在地上捆绑的，天上就捆绑。
What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
地上释放的，天上就释放。
What you release on earth will be released in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经的时候，我们觉得这话真的真吗？
When we read words, do we feel that these words are true?
难道神的教会真的有这样的权柄吗？
Does the Church of God truly have this authority?
弟兄姊妹，这是主赐给他教会的权柄。
Brothers and sisters, this is the authority that God has given to His Church.
但是神的教会今天有这个权柄的地位。
But the Church of God has the position of authority.
但因着神的教会有的时候没有学习的缘故。
But because of the God's Church has not learned.
却没有这权柄的实际。
It does not have the reality of the authority.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得十三章非常好。
Brothers and sisters, I truly think chapter 13 is good.
十三章在这里告诉我们说，我们怎样能够在地上过一个生活是有权柄的生活。
This tells us how we can lead a life with authority on this earth.
我们怎样能够让神的权柄，让主的权柄在我们的侍奉中彰显出来。
How can we manifest the authority of God in our service?
弟兄姊妹，我们何等盼望我们的侍奉是带着权柄的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, how we desire for our service to be filled with authority.
我们何等盼望我们讲的话是带着权柄，而不是带着把柄。
How we desire for us to speak with authority.And not with loopholes.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要从主的话语里我们得着光照。
We need to see light from His word.
所以他就给我们看见这三个方面。
So He allows us to see these three aspects.
头一个方面。
The first aspect.
如果我们盼望我们的侍奉是带着权柄的侍奉。
If we desire our service to be with power.
我们必须学习顺服。
We truly need to learn to be obedient.
没有顺服就没有权柄的彰显。
If we don't obey, there is no manifestation of authority.
弟兄姊妹，这件事太严肃了。
This is a very solemn matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们无论读旧约读新约，你发现什么时候人在那里不顺服神的权柄？
Whether it is in Old or the New Testament, whenever man is disobey God's authority,
神那个权柄就没有办法彰显出来。
God's authority cannot be manifested.
虽然神设立了我们在地上给我们的权柄。
Even though God has established authority for us on this earth.
但是我们虽然有这权柄的地位，却没有权柄的实际。
We have the position of the authority, but not the reality of the authority.
而且是单单因着顺服。
And purely because of obedience.
只因着顺服。
And only because of obedience.
我们知道旧约我们最熟悉的就是扫罗王。
We know that we're familiar with King Saul in the Old Testament.
我们知道扫罗王他这个有一次神命令他们去杀亚玛利人。
One time, King Saul was ordered to kill the Samaritans.
那么他们真的杀了。
And they really did kill.
哦，他欢欢喜喜的回来。
And he came back with joy.
他为自己这一次的伟大的胜利立了一个纪念碑。
And he erected a statue for himself for this victory.
他说：“耶和华所吩咐我的，我都遵守了。
”I have I have completed all the commandments of the Lord.
那么撒母耳就说：“我怎么耳朵里听见？”有牛和羊的声音，鸣叫的声音。
And Samuel said, "How come I could hear the beatings of the cattle and the sheep?"
这个啊，只不过是百姓啊，为了要留下好的牛羊啊，献给你的神的。
So Saul said, "Because the people wanted to keep the good cattle and sheep to sacrifice to your God."
撒母耳说：“住口吧。
”Samuel said, "Be done with it."
听命胜于献祭。
It is better to obey than to offer sacrifices.
顺从胜于公羊的自由。
Obedience is better than the badness of the cattle.
被你玩梗的罪是和拜偶的像罪相同。
To disobey God is equivalent to idolatry.
弟兄姊妹，在神面前我们要学习顺服。
Before God, we have to learn obedience.
不要想说我在为神这个摆上很多。
Do not just think that you have put in a lot for God.
神盼望你在家里顺服下来。
God wants you to be in subjection to
the house. 让你能够顺服自己的先生。
So that you can be subjection to your husband.
让你能够爱你的妻子。
So that you can love your wife.
你说没关系了。
You said, this doesn't matter.
这个先放一放吧。
Let's just leave this aside for
我到教会去好好侍奉一下。
Let me serve well in the church.
让耶和华这样好好地大大地赐福我们。
So that God can richly bless us.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当你去侍奉的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you know that when you serve.
像神对扫罗王所说的。
Just like God said to Saul.
你既厌弃我的命令。
You have forsaken my commandment.
我也厌弃你作王。
I have forsaken your kingship.
神的权柄不与我们同在。
God's authority is not with us.
是的，我们献祭了。
Yes, we have sacrificed.
我们摆上了。
We have put, we have laid down lots.
我们很多的流汗，我们很多的努力。
We have toiled and labored.
弟兄姊妹，有多少的侍奉是带着权柄的侍奉呢？
But how much of our service is service with authority?
弟兄姊妹，顺服是在神的家中最美的。
The most beautiful thing in the household of God is obedience.
弟兄姊妹，你们必须顺服，这就是你们必须顺服。
Here it says that let every person be in subjection.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情对于我们天人来讲是完全跟我们天人的性情是相反的。
To a natural person, this is totally contrary to the natural nature.
让我们献多少祭，我们可能都愿意摆上的。
We're willing to offer lots of sacrifices.
但如果让我们学习顺服的话，这是何等难的一件事。
But it is so difficult for us to learn to be in
subjection. 我们宁愿献祭，也不愿意顺服。
We'd rather offer sacrifices than to be in subjection.
但是神说，听命胜于献祭。
But God said that obeying the voice of God is better to sacrifice.
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And obedience is better than the fatness of cattle.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神面前看见神所看重的到底是什么。
We truly need to see what God is putting his emphasis on.
他所要的到底是什么。
What does he want?
他要的乃是顺服。
He wants people to be in
subjection. 没有顺服就没有权柄的彰显。
Without people being in subjection, there can be no manifestation of authority.
顺服这件事到底有没有学习呢？
So what do we learn in this matter of authority?
那个最大的试验是什么呢？
What is the biggest trial?
不是我们向着神直接的顺服。
It is not the direct obedience.
如果神今天命令我，我一定老老实实去做的。
If God orders me to do this, I will surely do this.
谁敢抗拒神的命？
Who can oppose the commandment of God?
他是何等伟大的神。
He is a good God.
主命令我这样做的。
The Lord commands me to do this.
虽然我这个顺服的不太好，但是我至少愿意去顺服的。
Even though I may not be in good subjection, but at least I'm willing to be in subjection.
我们肯不肯顺服神，那一个测验不在这里。
But the real trial is not here.
真正的那一个试验是神所设立的权柄。
The real trial occurs at places where he established authority.
在上有权柄。
The governing authorities.
这些执政掌权的。
These people who are rulers.
就是你说那些的贪官和污吏。
Those corrupt officials you mentioned.
弟兄姊妹，这些是我们在神面前是不是真正有顺服的那个测验。
Brothers and sisters, this is the true test as to whether we're in subjection to God's authority.
我们理由太多了。
We have many excuses.
弟兄姊妹，在这件事上，我们一定要学习。
In this matter, we have to learn our lesson.
因为没有权柄不是出于神的。
Because there is no authority except from God.
有人说那是好的权柄。
People would say that's a good authority.
那是清官是这样。
Those are for good officials.
像现在所选举出来这些家伙。
These are people whom we elected.
你看看什么同性恋都上去了。
There are people we've gays have been elected.
这些哪是什么什么出于神的？
How could these people be from God?
明明是这些败坏的人选出来的。
These are all chosen by corrupt people.
根本就是自己贿赂出来的。
They obtained their rulership through corruption.
根本他就是贪官污吏。
These are corrupt officials.
但是神的话语告诉我们说，没有权柄不是神所设立的。
But God's word says that there's no authority except which are from God and which exist.
凡掌权的都是神所命定的。
Those which exist are established by God.
抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命。
They who have opposed God oppose the ordinance of God.
抗拒的必自取刑罚。
They who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
弟兄姊妹，当我们的主在地上行走的时候
Brothers and sisters, as our Lord was walking on this earth
我们知道那个时候是罗马政权在那里来统治犹太地
We know that the Romans were governing over the Jewish land
照着历史记载来讲
According to historical records
罗马人的当时的统治是少有的残酷的统治
Romans were ruling with cruelty
那么我们知道在中国曾经有一段日本人统治过
We also know that the Chinese were ruled under the Japanese.
你知道他们告诉我们说，在罗马的统治底下，远远比日本人的统治要残酷许多倍。
People say that the Romans governed the Jews a lot more cruelly than the Japanese governed the Chinese.
我们的主在地上行走的时候
，As our Lord was walking on this earth,
他对这地上的当时的政权是完全顺服的。
He was totally in subjection to the governing authorities.
他圣经上说他顺服以至于死。
He obeyed unto death.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在地上的时候，他告诉我们，圣经上告诉我们，他因着苦难学了顺从。
And because of affliction, he learned obedience.
并不是主耶稣像我们一样，我们根本就不会顺从，然后我们需要学习怎样的顺从，不是这意思。
It is not like us. We don't know how to obey. Therefore, through affliction, we obey. We learned obedience.
我们的主是在地上经过这些苦难，就把他里面的那个顺服的生命表现出来。
Through all the affliction on this earth, the Lord manifested the life of subjection.
不经过这些的困苦，这些艰难。
Without these affliction and difficulties,
我们主里面的那一个顺服的生命还彰显不出来。
The life of obedience within Christ cannot be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，这里面告诉我们要行善。
Brothers and sisters, here it talks about we need to do good.
什么叫行善？
What is doing good?
难道我们捐一辆这个车子，我们捐几件衣服，我们就是行善吗
？Are we doing what is good by donating clothes and cars?
这是世俗给我们下的定义，这叫 charity， 这叫善行。
The world calls these charities.
在圣经里面告诉我们，主耶稣的生命表现，
good.
主没表现出来就是作恶的。
Whatever he did not manifest was evil.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这样的权柄的底下。
Under such authority,
你说这些权柄太不讲理了。
You say that this authority is unreasonable.
这些权柄到了一个地步，甚至让你都不传耶稣了。
The authority gets to a point where it forbids for preaching Christ Jesus.
那你说我怎么顺服呢
？How can you obey?
你看彼得就给我们做很好的榜样。
Peter has set a good example.
彼得顺服的。
Peter was in subjection.
你不让我传耶稣。
You wouldn't let us let me preach Christ.
但是我们。所看见所听的不能不讲的
But I cannot not talk about what I've seen and heard
因为顺从神不顺从人是应该的
Because it is we need to obey God
这个顺从神不顺从人是应该的
we need to obey God and not men
那么现在你不让我传福音
So now you forbid me from preaching the gospel
那么我是顺服的
I am obedient
一面我传福音
So on one hand, I preach the gospel.
另一面，你想怎么待我就怎么待我。
On the other hand, you can treat me however way you want.
你想打我，随便。
If you want to hit me, please.
你想把我关起来，随便。
If you need to put me in jail,
我绝不革命，我绝不造反。
I will not rebel and I will not oppose it.
弟兄姊妹，我们的态度永远是顺服的。
Brothers and sisters, our attitude should forever be in subjection.
跟神的命令所违背的，你要顺从神，不顺从人，这是应该的。
Indeed, you should obey God and not men.
态度必须百分之百的服。
However, for those that are the man's orders were in conflict with God, you have to have an attitude that you're yielding.
但是与神的命令相反的命令你不能从。
But while you yield, you cannot obey.
因着你不从他的命令，他说我就把你开除了。
And because you're not in subjection to those orders, they say that we will fire you.
我们有一个姊妹，她从大陆来，她告诉我们，她是做会计的，她不做这个这些这个假账的事情。
Sister came from China. She is an accountant, and she told us that she would not create false books.
老板就说，你要是不做假账，走。
And the boss says, if you don't create false books, then leave.
说因为我是信耶稣的，不做假账。
So she said, yes, because I believe in Jesus, and I cannot create false books.
他告诉老板说，你也不应该做假账。
She told the boss, you should not make false books either.
老板说你不做假账你明天你等着瞧。
The boss says, wait till tomorrow and you see what happens.
那么他就不做假账。
So she did not create any false books.
弟兄姊妹为他祷告。
Brothers and sisters, pray for her.
他第一天就上班去了。
The next day she went to work.
老板说你不许在这做任何的事情走。
The boss said, you cannot do anything here, leave.
到我房间去。
Go to my room.
你做我自己的账。
You do my own bookkeeping.
他说你给我做账。
You do my bookkeeping.
因为你不做假账。
Because you don't do false books.
弟兄姊妹，我们信不信我们的神？
Do we believe in our God?
弟兄姊妹，我们这里说的，我们这样的顺服，不仅仅是怕，不仅仅是为了要怕刑罚的缘故。
It says that we're in subjection, not because we're fear of condemnation.
更是为了良心。
But it is for conscience sake.
弟兄姊妹，良心是神的出口。
A conscience is the outlet for God.
良心是喜欢是尊重神的权柄的。
Conscience wants to honor God's authority.
当我们这样的顺服下来的时候，你就发现说我们的良心就是无愧的良心。
When we're in subjection, our conscience is clear.
弟兄姊妹，我们怕什么呢？
What are we afraid of?
我觉得只有一件事是可怕的。
There's only one thing that is frightening.
就是神的权柄在我们身上不能够通行。
Which is God's authority cannot be manifested in our lives.
如果神的权柄在我们身上是通行的。
If God's authority is manifested in our lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要怕。
We do not need to be afraid.
神的权柄通行，你怕什么？
If God's authority is manifested, what are you afraid of?
我们看见这个但以理的三个朋友，他们就是不从，就是不能够向这个偶像跪拜。
We see that the three friends of Daniel would not bow down to the idol.
但他们完全的顺服。
But they were perfectly yielding.
你愿意把我们扔在哪里就扔在哪里。
You want us to throw in any den?
随便你扔，我们完全的顺服的。
We are totally in subjection.
只是我们不拜你所立的金像。
But we're not going to worship this gold statue.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的权柄在他们三个身上彰显出来。
You see that God's authority was manifested in these three.
当他们三个在那里行走的时候，你看还有一位在那里行走。
When they were walking, there was a fourth one in their midst.
那是手中有天上、地上、地下一切权柄的那一位。
That was the one whose hands is the authority from heaven and earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习顺服。
Brothers and sisters, as we learn to be in subjection.
我们顺服的时候，神的权柄通行在我们的身上。
As we learn to be in subjection, God's authority is manifested in us.
神的权柄就在我们的侍奉中彰显出来。
And His authority is manifested in our service.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见主的话给我们看见，我们必须顺服。
The Lord's word told us that we have to be in subjection.
弟兄姊妹，在这些事上，我们有很多的问题。
On this matter, we have much difficulty.
但如果我们在神面前真的服下来。
But if we truly bow down before God,
蒙的祝福太大了。
Our blessings indeed will be great.
这个我记得我在这个，对不起，我讲一点个人的见证。
I'm going to talk a little bit about my personal testimony.
我记得那个时候，我的老板实在是太不讲理了。
My boss at the time was very unreasonable.
你知道你们听过好多遍了。
You may have heard many times.
你们不知道我老板叫什么，但你知道他很不合理就对了。
You don't know his name, but he was very unreasonable.
那个时候你知道我这个气到一个地步，我见到每个弟兄姊妹，我都骂他。
I was so mad that every time I see any brothers and sisters, I would talk badly about him.
哪一个老板我都可以顺服，就这个老板不能顺服。
I can be in subjection to any boss except this one.
你说弟兄姊妹一定给我念过这段圣经，我都没听进去的。
Brothers and sisters must have read this passage to me, but I didn't hear it.
因为我那个时候的观念是整个是被那个悖逆所抓住的。
Because at the time, all my concepts were captured by rebellion.
那么有一天主就向我说了一句话。
One day, the Lord said one thing to me.
他告诉我说，你的老板是我所设立成为你的遮盖。
He said that your boss was established by me to be your covering.
你知道这句话一进来，我整个的人就改变了。
When this word came into me, my whole person changed.
你这就在他的遮盖底下，我就毕业了。
So under his covering, I graduated.
你说像我这种人还能毕业吗？
People like me could be graduate.
真的是，我觉得我根本就不配当拿一个什么学位的，根本不配的。但是在他的遮盖底下，我就拿到了。
I was not worthy of this degree, but under his covering, I got it.
弟兄姊妹真的是蒙的福太大了。
Brothers and sisters, I gained such blessings.
当那个时候我服下来的时候，真的天天这个不能这么讲夸口了，那么是常常能够享受主的同在。
When I was in subjection, finally, I constantly enjoyed God's joy.
真的是喜乐。
I truly was joyful.
从前就是满嘴都是怨言。
Earlier, I was full of murmurings.
这个虽然唱的是赞美，但是肚子里充满的都是怨言。
I could sing his hymns, but myself was filled with bitterness and murmuring.
那么当这个人服下来的时候，这个心里充满的是赞美。
When I was in subjection, my heart was filled with praises.
所以你们必须顺服。
Therefore, you have to be in subjection.
弟兄姊妹，这个功课我们如果肯在神面前学习的话，
if you're willing to learn this lesson before God,
弟兄姊妹，你发现你的生活侍奉跟原来不一样。
Brothers and sisters, you discover that your service is different from before.
你发现你背后有个权柄。
You notice that there's power, authority behind your service.
好像那个人子在那里行走一样，他在你背后在那里行走。
It's like the Son of Man walking behind you.
那么第八节到第十节，这讲到爱。
Verse 8 through verse 10 talk about love.
我们知道爱当然就是权柄，没有问题。
Love, of course, is authority.
我们知道父母爱我们，当然父母在我们身上就是有权柄的。
We know that parents love us and they have authority over us.
所以爱一定是跟权柄连在一起的。
So love is always connected with authority.
那么这里面告诉我们说，这个爱是常以为亏欠的。
Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another.
这个爱常以为亏欠，这是很稀奇的。
It is an amazing thing to say, owe nothing.
我不知道你觉得你爱别人的你什么时候觉得常以为亏欠。
When do you feel that you owe people nothing except to love?
我记得在我的感觉里，就是我初恋的时候就常以为亏欠。
I remember that when I first fell in love, I owe nothing except to love.
你知道这个是上好的爱。
This is the better love.
这个像圣经上说的是起初的爱。
This is the first love discussed by the Bible.
这个起初的爱是向着神的。
This first love is toward God.
我们活在我们的生活里面，这个起初的爱，你就发现就带进神的权柄。
But in our life, this first love would carry through God's authority.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
而且他说呢，这爱就成全了律法。
It also says that love fulfills the law.
谁敢说自己成全了律法？
Who can say that he has fulfilled the law?
我们主来到地上说，他来乃不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
God says that the Lord says that when he comes to this earth, he is trying to fulfill the law, not to cast down the law.
活在爱里面，这里就告诉我，我们就像主。
And when we live in love, we are like Christ.
你就发现基督在我们身上就显明出来，他的权柄就彰显出来。
And as a result, Christ is manifested and his authority is manifested.
最后一句话是我一直不明白的。
The last sentence is something I don't understand before.
他说爱是不加害于人的。
Love does no wrong to a neighbor.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
什么叫做爱是不加害于人的？
What does it mean to say love does no wrong to a neighbor?
我觉得我没有害很多人。甚至我觉得每个人我都没有害他。
I think that I have not done wrong to many people, too many people.
难道我真的就活在爱里吗？
Then does it mean that I'm truly living in love?
那么这个在服事里面主有的时候就这个给我们点教训。
And so God has some has taught us in this in our service too.
那么有一个姊妹她这个她要信主了。
A sister wanted to believe in the Lord.
但是她这个信主啊是靠着弟兄姊妹的。
But he
依靠弟兄姊妹。
But he was relying on the brothers and sisters.
就是说你几乎每天要打电话去的。
So which means that you have to call her daily.
你有一天不打，她的信心就掉下去了。
If you don't call her One day only, her faith will sink.
她要信主，我们就是七上八下的。
So when she said she wanted to believe in the Lord,
然后我们在一起侍奉的，我们有几个家庭，我们就一直给她就是这个不是这个打就是这个打，常常就扶持她。
And so we're all worried, and all several families took turns calling her.
那么到最后，她说她决定要受洗了。
And ultimately, she said she wanted to get baptized.
那我们真的太高兴了。
We're very glad.
当我们知道是这个。这个报告出去了，我们心里都还是跳跳的，你知道吗？还是这个很虚的。
When we made this announcement, even in our heart, we were not quite certain.
因为我们觉得他这个信主啊， 都靠在我们身上。
Because we feel that her belief is all dependent on us.
她这个枝子是连接在我们这些枝子上的。
Her branches are connected to the branches.
她这个枝子没有连在那个橄榄根上。
Her branch is not crafted into the true vine, the root of the true vine.
我们在祷告的时候，主就给我们看见，这是我们的亏欠。
And so when we were praying, the Lord enabled us to see that this is our falling short.
爱哈就有一个敏感。
Love creates the sensitivity.
就知道那个亏欠在哪里。
We know where we're falling short.
我们的亏欠不是不打电话。
Our falling short is not that we do not call.
我们的亏欠不是不请他吃，不去请他吃饭，不是。
Our falling short is not that we didn't invite her for meal.
我们的亏欠是我们让他接在我们这些枝子上。
Where we have fallen short is where we have let her branch to be connected to
we, the branches. 她要受浸了。
So that week she was to be baptized.
我们真的天天为她祷告。
Every day we prayed for her.
我们真的心里七上八下的，真的天天为她祷告。
We were not very certain as we prayed.
但是很稀奇，每次我要拿起电话来跟打电话的时候，里面就静止。
But amazingly, every time I try to pick up the phone to call her, something within me prevented me from doing so.
哎呦，你知道熬到礼拜五，这个汗都快流出来了。
I waited till Friday. I was almost in sweats.
礼拜天就受浸了。
She was to be baptized on Sunday.
礼拜五还没看到受浸见证呢。
I have not seen her testimony on Friday.
那么后来我们就问了一下，我发现没有一个人给打电话。
Then I ask around and nobody has called her.
我说这回差不多了。
I said, this is about it.
我们还是继续祷告。
Let's pray together.
等到礼拜六晚上11:34的时候。
At 11:34 p.m. on Saturday.
我突然发现我那个那有一个有个闪的说是有个 email 进来了。
And then I realized there's an email, incoming email.
当我去打开看她的见证的时候。
When I opened the email to see her testimony.
我真的感谢神。
I thank God.
他在见证里说，他从这个主日的下午就开始，就是盼望有人给他打电话。
From the afternoon of the previous Lord's Day, she was hoping that someone would call her.
他每天都盼望有人给他打电话。
Every day she wanted someone to call her.
他把我们这些名字全都点进去，这他就认识这几家嘛，他把他全点进去了。哪怕他们只有一家给我打电话都可以的。
So in her prayer, she named all these family one by one, and just one family needed to call.
你是听祷告的神。
She said, "Lord, you're the God who answers prayers."
他们虽然在百忙中间，但是就打一个电话就可以了。
Even though they're very busy, but they just need to make one phone call to me.
但我们真的感谢主，我们中间这几个家庭就没有一个打电话的。
But we thank the Lord, none of these families called her.
那么后来他实在是觉得主耶稣不停地祷告。
And later on, she really felt that the Lord did not listen her prayers.
他就跟主耶稣说。
So she said to the Lord.
就主耶稣，我信你。
She said, "I believe in you, Lord."
你无论如何就派一个人过来就可以了，管你是谁都可以。
No matter what, just send someone.
只要你这个派一个人来就可以了。
Just send someone.
如果实在太需要有人跟我一起祷告了。
Because I truly need someone to pray with me.
他祷告完了，过不多久有一个姊妹就去看他。
Shortly after she finished her prayer, a sister went to see her.
我看到那个姊妹的名字，我永远我实在想不到会有，怎么会这样一个姊妹去看她。
And when I saw the name of the sister, I could not fathom how the sister would go to see her.
谁也想不到的。
Nobody could imagine that.
当她做见证的时候
，As she bore testimony,
她说主耶稣是真神。
She said that the Lord Jesus is a true God.
她说主耶稣是活神。
The Lord Jesus is a living God.
当他这样说的时候，不是把那个枝子接在我们身上。
When she said these words, she's not putting her branches into us.
他自己经历了活神。
She herself experienced the living God and the true God.
弟兄姊妹，爱就使我们有一种感觉。
So love gives us this feeling.
让我们知道那个亏欠到底在哪里。
So that we know where we have been falling short.
弟兄姊妹，你发现。基督的权柄在他身上显明出了。
You know that Christ's authority was manifested in her.
他认耶稣基督为主。
She wanted to call Jesus.
他知道耶稣是可靠的。
She knew that Jesus is reliable.
爱是不叫人受亏损的。
Love does no wrong to a neighbor.
爱是不加害于人的。
Love does no wrong to a neighbor.
所以爱就完全了律法。
Love therefore is the fulfillment.
什么叫完全了律法？
What is the fulfillment of the law?
律法的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of the
law? 律法的目的就是让神与人同在。
The purpose of law is to make men.
在旧约里重复多少遍？只要你们遵守我的律法。
God says, as long as you obey my law,
那么我就与你们同在。
I will be with you.
你们就做我的百姓。
You will be my people.
我就做你们的神。
I will be your God.
我就住在你们中间。
I will dwell among you.
这岂不就是律法的目的吗？
Isn't this the purpose of the law?
成全了律法，你把主的同在带进这个人生命当中。
If you fulfill the law, you bring in the presence of the Lord.
这让主耶稣的这个权柄显明出来。
To manifest the authority of God.
最后是说到光明的生活。
Lastly, it talks about the life of light.
弟兄姊妹，在这个宇宙当中有两种的权柄。
In this universe, there are two authorities.
一个是黑暗的权势。
One is the dominion of darkness.
一个是神国的权柄。
Another is the authority of the heavenly kingdom.
哪里有暧昧可耻的事？
Anytime there's deeds of darkness,
黑暗掌权。
Darkness rules.
哪里有光明？
Anywhere there's light.
哪里有光明的生活？
Anywhere there is life of light.
神的国度在那里彰显。
Then God's kingdom is manifested.
弟兄姊妹，你看这件事是何等的严肃呢？
Brothers and sisters, this is such a serious matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不能够有暧昧可耻的事。
Today we cannot have any deeds of darkness.
暗昧可耻的事是让仇敌在这里有了地位。
Deeds of darkness will lead to a position of the enemy.
暗昧可耻的是让主的权柄彰显不出来。
Deeds of darkness would prevent the manifestation of God's authority.
所以你们要脱去这些暗昧可耻的行为。
Therefore, lay aside the deeds of darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我们要穿上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
什么叫做光明的兵器？
What is the armor of light?
后面就给我们解释了。
It explains in the following verses.
你们总要披戴主耶稣基督。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督就是光明的兵器。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the armor of light.
什么叫做披戴主耶稣基督呢？
What does it mean to put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
弟兄姊妹，如果你读旧约，你就清楚了。
If you read the Old Testament, you will understand.
你知道这个扫罗王？对不起，我今天把扫罗王讲了很多次。那么扫罗王这个，你知道他后来他实在是失败得很厉害。
We see that Saul, I mentioned Saul many times, but at the end, Saul has failed terribly.
那么他就是要去找一个交鬼的妇人。
So he went to an exorcist woman.
这是暗昧可耻的事。
This is a deed of darkness.
绝对暗昧可耻的事是找一个交鬼的妇人。
Absolutely, this is a deed of darkness.
你知道他干什么时候？你知道他做了一什么事吗？
What did he do with it?
他要改换服装。
He had to change into a different outfit.
他是王啊。
He was king.
他穿着王的这个衣袍，怎么去找一个交鬼的妇人呢？
When in the outfit of a king, how could he?
换上便装就可以了。
So he just needs to send a message.
只要一换上便装，他就觉得自己可以去找交鬼的妇人了。
Once he lay aside his kingly garment,
他就可以做暗昧可耻的事了。
He feels that he could go see an exorcist and go do the deed of darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天知道不知道我们的身份是什么呢？
Today, do we know our position, brothers and sisters?
什么叫做披戴主耶稣基督呢？
What does it mean to put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
谁披戴主耶稣基督呢？
Who put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
就是君王，就是祭司。
Kings and priests put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是这个荣耀的地位。
Brothers and sisters, this is a glorious position.
是有君尊的祭司。
This is a royal priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，这是叫做披戴主耶稣基督。
This is the meaning of putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道一个有君尊的祭司。
For a royal priesthood.
能够去做暗昧可耻的事吗？
Can a royal priesthood do deeds of darkness?
你读旧约，你发现这些大祭司穿上这些衣袍的时候，连家里面有人过世都不能碰的，都不能哭的。
Well, when, you know, in the Old Testament, when the high priest put on their priestly garment, even though they have death in the family, they could not mourn.
这一个星期七天，每一天都要穿着。
For 7 days and the whole week,
总要披戴主耶稣基督。
He has to put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
人看见的时候披戴主耶稣基督。
When people can see you, you put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
人看不见的时候也披戴主耶稣基督。
When men cannot see you, you also put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道有一次到这个 Sam's, 我们去带孩子，我们去买东西，那么孩子们排队去拿一些 sample。
One day we went to Sam's with our children, and our children lined up to get some samples.
那么孩子们就 这个苦着脸就回来了，说这个后面有几个大人手很长，就把他们要吃的拿走了。
Our children came back in great sorrow because there are some adults behind them and their hands were long and they took the samples.
我说岂有此理啊！
I said ridiculous.
我们的孩子排在前面呢。
Our children were in line before you.
你们这些大人手长，就把他们要吃拿走了。
Your hands were longer, and so you took away their samples.
你知道这是没有披戴主耶稣基督啊。
This is not putting on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这暗昧可耻啊。
This is deed of darkness.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的披戴主耶稣基督
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly put on the Lord Jesus Christ,
你上网的时候，你真的知道你去哪。
When you get online, you really know where you're going.
当你披戴主耶稣，就是你开了电视，你知道有些节目你要关掉的。
When you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're on the television, you know to turn it off at certain programs.
那是暗昧可耻的。
Because those are deeds of darkness.
你真的知道你是有君尊的祭司吗？
Do you truly know that you are part of the royal priesthood?
人看得见，当然我们要表现得好一点了。
When people are watching us, of course we have to behave better.
我们当然要表现是光明的。
Of course we have to manifest.Light.
人看不见的时候呢
？What about when people can't see?
我们有没有总是披戴主耶稣基督呢
？Do we always put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样的在神面前有这样的生活
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly have this life before God,
我相信我们的侍奉是带着权柄。
I believe that our service will be with authority.
这三方面的学习都是非常非常紧要的。
These three aspects are very necessary for us to learn.
顺服。
Being in subjection.
爱的生活。
Life of love.
光明的生活。
Having a life of light.
好让神的教会能够有一个带着权柄的侍奉。
So that the church of God can have a service with authority.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你今天在你的教会里要恢复你起初创造的目的。
You are going to restore your original intention when you created this church.
愿你的教会能够服在你的权柄底下。
May your church be in subjection of your authority.
愿你的教会在你面前有真实属灵的学习。
May your church has true spiritual learning in you.
让你的教会在地上实在被建立起来，是阴间的权柄所不能胜过的。
May your church be established on this earth so that the powers of Hades cannot overcome it.
让你的教会不仅有这个权柄的地位，更是有权柄的实际。
So that your church not only has the position of authority, but also the reality of authority.
主啊，你的话来光照我们。
May you use your word to enlighten us.
用你的话语来天天来指正我们。
May use your words to correct us every day.
愿你在我们身上都得荣耀。
May you gain glory in us.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.